You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hey, Tom.
Hello. Hitchhiking?
You're not going Lower Loxley way, are you? Because if you are, I could really do with a lift to the Wilkes's. To Spencer's place?
Oh, sorry. Wish I could help you out, but I'm heading home. I've got some work to do.
Yeah, okay.
I heard about your car. Bit of a downer, that.
Tom, I'm telling you, it is a total disaster. Now I'm having to walk everywhere.
Is there no one around to give you a lift?
Well, not really. I can't ask Mum or Dad.
No?
No, Dad's just being so unreasonable at the moment.
Oh, right.
That's why I had to get away from the house. He's been telling me I should just buy any old heap of junk because I can't afford anything better.
Yeah, difficult.
Actually, Tom, I was going to ask. I'm so desperate for some cash. If you've got any more milking shifts going at Bridge Farm?
Milking?
I can do another morning a week. Two, if you want. I've got to try and save up somehow.
Yeah, I'd like to help you out.
Really, I can do whenever you like.
I'm not too sure, Pip. I'll have to have a think and get back to you, okay?
I've been thinking and thinking about it. Trying to picture it in my mind.
Oh, yeah?
Even dreaming about it. A house full of strange people coming to take our cars.
Well, they won't come in the house, love.
Yes, I know that.
Hey, yep, get on with you.
I do understand what you and Tom say about an on-farm sale being less stressful for the cows.
But more stressful for us.
You're right. I'm just being silly. I need to pull myself together.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, with Alistair coming to do the TB test on Friday, if we don't decide soon, Rodways won't have enough time to get it organised.
And Dad's going to do the milking.
Well, we don't have to decide today.
And Granny too.
Hello.
Hi. Has Tom come home?
Yes.
He wants to sort his presentation for Bellingham's.
Yes, Henry will go in a minute.
It's all set for Wednesday.
Yeah, so he said.
Oh, although he doesn't seem quite sure what to expect.
You going for a walk?
Yep, just down to the river, if we get that far.
Sounds nice.
You okay, Mum?
Oh.
Oh, she's still worrying about where to have the herd sale.
Oh, right.
I know it's selfish of me, but...
No, Mum, it's important. You've got to be honest about how you feel.
Yes, you must.
A big part of me feels the same way too. So I do understand.
That's nice of you to say.
Oh, I should give it a rest, love. Try and put it out of your mind for a while.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Are you busy now, for the next hour or so?
Well, we've got the cows in. I can take it from here.
Really?
Yes, here.
So, why not come down to the river with me and Henry?
Oh.
You'd like Granny to come with us, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, then. I will.
Brenda, I met her in the village.
Oh, yeah? How's she doing?
Oh, she seemed okay. Still sad, but...
Yeah.
Keeping it together, you know. Doing her best to move on.
Well, that's good, I guess.
That's not to say she's finding it easy.
Well, it's been a lot harder for Tom, from what I've heard.
I know.
Stuck there on his own in that empty house. Ought to give him a call sometime, see if we can find a time to meet up.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, I will when I've got a spare moment. Although, to be honest, I feel like we've got enough family problems of our own right now.
Yeah. Well, I'd better start getting the cows in. Oh, by the way, I checked the agency website. Rickyard's up there now. Looks okay, I think.
Oh, good. Well, let's hope it'll tempt the holiday punters.
Fingers crossed.
Right. Well, I will just take the spreader up to the bank and then...
Oh, here she is now.
With Pip?
With Spencer.
Oh, so she must have got over there somehow.
Maybe he came and picked her up.
Well, why'd she come straight back again then?
Hi, Pip.
Hi.
Spencer not coming in?
No, we're not stopping.
So you're going straight out again?
Is that a problem?
No. Do what you like.
But it would be nice for us to know your plans. Will you be back for tea?
Actually, no, I won't be back at all tonight.
Oh.
Well, are you going to tell us why?
Because I'm staying over at Caitlin's place.
Caitlin?
From uni. Her roommate's away for the night.
Do you really think that's such a good idea, Pip?
Well, I've got no choice, really, have I?
Why?
If I don't have a car, I can't keep begging lifts or trying to get the train.
Well, I know it's difficult,
but it's impossible. In fact, I may stay over a few nights this week.
A few nights? Pip?
You said a flatmate was only away for one...
Yeah, but she's cool. She says I can sleep on her sofa for as long as I want.
Sofa?
Pip, all right, look, you've made your point, but there's no
yes,
need to be ridiculous
is,
about it.
I can't afford a car, and so this is the only way I can get to uni on time. I'm just going to go and pick up my stuff. Pip, I'll give you a call sometime, okay?
You're very quiet. We're very, very lucky. We might see a kingfisher.
Have you seen one down here recently?
Oh, Will Grundy swears they're around.
I'm
no, you can't go in today. The water's too cold.
Oh, yes. Your mum's right. You'll freeze.
Another day when it's warmer, okay?
Okay.
You remember paddling here when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
In the shallows, you and Tom. You with your little plastic pony collection.
Yeah, and the day Tom pushed me into the nettles.
Did he? I don't remember that.
It really hurt. Oh. No, to be fair, he did say he was sorry after. And found me dock leaves to make it better.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Tom.
Mum, Tom's fine.
You think so?
He's tougher than you think. Once he accepts Brenda's really not coming back, he'll pull himself together and move on.
I hope so.
The best way is to help him keep focused on his work. If he does pull off this supermarket deal, it'll be a real boost for him.
Yeah, and he does seem to be getting his act together.
Well then.
Duck.
What?
Duck.
No, Henry, that's a moorhen.
Duck.
All right.
Quite right, Henry. If it swims and it's got feathers...
Yeah, even if it doesn't quack.
Oh, it's gone. Wait a minute, if we stay still... Shh. There. It's come back. You see it now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, this is a real treat for me. Out with you and Henry on a lovely afternoon like this.
Mm.
Away from all the stress. I'm glad you persuaded me to come.
Okay, well, how about this? You've been worrying about the herd sale.
Oh, don't let's talk about that now.
No, listen. Can I just make a suggestion? If we have the sale on the farm... I can't say I'm looking forward to it either... So if you find it's all too much to bear, we needn't stay. You, me and Henry, we can all go off and do something really nice together. If that makes it easier for you. What do you think?
I'm not happy about it either, David.
I mean, how is she going to do her university work if she's camping out on someone's sofa?
I know.
It feels like she's playing games to me. You know, grown-up tantrums. If we won't give her cash for a shiny new car, then she'll take her sleeping bag and move out.
You know, it's more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah?
It's not easy for a train to commute. It's a real problem.
But it needn't be. Not if she comes back down to planet Earth and settles for a car she can afford.
Well, let's be realistic. She's not likely to do that, is she?
Ugh.
You know what she's like when she digs her heels in.
Yeah, I do know.
And I wonder which side of the family she gets that from.
All right.
I know it's frustrating. I know it makes you cross, but that's not going to solve anything.
So what's your solution, then?
Well, I think you need to try and calm down a bit, for starters.
Oh, what? And give her the money?
No, I didn't say that.
I really don't see why we should have to back down Ruth. She's old enough to make her own choices.
Of course.
She's dug herself this hole, so she'll have to get herself out again.
Okay, but it's no good getting all worked up about. We'll just have to try and be patient and hope in the end she'll see sense and be willing to make some kind of compromise.
Well, maybe you're right, but... I shall not be holding my breath.
I'm free to give you a hand now, if you like.
No, that's kind of you, but I'm almost done.
Oh, well, thanks again for stepping in, Dad.
No problem. Did you manage to get some work done for the meeting?
I pulled a few thoughts together, yes.
Oh, good.
It was really useful to have the time. First chance I've had to put my mind to it properly.
Yes, well...
But at least now I know where I'm going to start. I shall be able to put together a decent pitch on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Though whether this buyer will go for it, well...
Yes, I'm a couple too. Hiya!
Hello! Oh, hello, Henry.
Hiya!
You've come to help with the milking?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're just too late, I'm afraid. Maybe next time.
Oh.
Come on. After all that walking, we've been all the way down to the river and back.
Hey, well done.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a real marathon.
We've had a lovely time.
Oh, good.
And we saw a moorhen.
And, well, Helen and I have had a talk, and I'm feeling better about the herd sale. I think we should go ahead and hold it on the farm.
Yes?
You sure about that, Mum?
Yes. I can see it does make more sense. I'm still going to find it hard, but Helen and I have got a plan if it all gets too much for us.
OK, well, let's call it settled then. I'll give Rodways a call in the morning.
Yes, all right.
And after that, we need to think about who else we're going to tell.
That can wait a bit, surely.
Not for much longer. I've had Pip asking me if I can give her some extra milking.
Really?
I didn't quite know what to say, so I kind of fudged it.
You're right. She'll soon be losing her job. She'll have to know. And Trevor too, of course.
I suppose.
I feel I ought to tell her next time she comes in.
Yeah. Yes, why don't you do that? And I'll have a word with Trevor.
OK.
And if you can ask them to keep it to themselves for now. I'd rather the whole village didn't know.
They'll have to know sooner or later, Mum.
Well, yes, but...
We can't keep it a secret forever.
I'd like a bit more time to get used to it myself before it goes public.
OK, then.
Mum, what about Clary and Susan?
Do we need to tell them now?
Well...
Remember, Alistair's coming to test the herd on Friday, and we're not due a regular test, so they're bound to wonder why.
Yes. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah, we don't want them hearing accidentally from someone else. That would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Would you like me to tell them for you?
No.
I really don't mind, if it makes it easier.
No. Thanks. Better coming from me. I just need to pick the right moment.
Maybe she's planning to grow cannabis.
What?
In the snow.
Eddie!
She's still got that strip fenced off along the edge, so the llamas don't go on it.
So?
It's funny, that's all.
Oh, I ain't got time to worry about that now. I'm going to be late for work.
Yeah, and I got that job for Hillary Noakes.
Where's me other shoe
Clary, love, before you go, I've been thinking about your birthday.
Have you?
I wondered if there's anything special you'd like to do.
Oh? Well, that's kind of you, Eddie.
You'll go out for dinner or maybe a trip somewhere.
A trip?
Yeah. Go out for the day.
Well, I...
It'd make a nice change, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice thought.
Go up to town or to a stately home somewhere.
Do you know, it's funny... I was thinking just the other day I'd really fancy going to the coast.
Yeah?
Well, it's been ever such a long time. Oh, I'd love to walk along a beach again. Watch the waves, hear the seagulls. Smell the sea air.
Oh, well...
Silly, though. It's much too far for a day trip.
And
that's enough daydreaming anyway. I must get on.
Oh.
Bye. Mwah. See you later.
You got everything?
Yep. Oh, sorry. That was Jennifer on the phone.
Huh? That's early for her.
She wanted to catch me before work. She just called to say it's definitely on for Thursday night.
Oh, right. The dinner.
Oh, don't say it like that, Neil.
Oh, sorry.
It's her and Brian's way of showing their appreciation for what you did. I think it's a very nice gesture.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, I'm looking forward to it anyway. It's been a while since they asked us round. I wonder what I should wear.
Well, Brian said to me it was nothing formal, just a family supper.
Well, Yes, but, I mean, what they mean by a family supper is different to us.
Yeah?
Yes. And it's got to be a special occasion, hasn't it? I mean, it's not every day you get shot chasing a gunman away from his barns.
No, I'm glad to say.
Do you want me to drop you on the green or down by the church?
Oh, the green will do. I'm going to be early for Christine.
Maybe me silk top and me blue trousers. Or do you think I should wear a skirt?
Well, I'd be a bit careful. You don't want to outdo Ilona.
Ilona?
Yeah, make her feel awkward. They've asked her and Daryl too. Didn't Jennifer tell you?
No. No, she didn't mention it.
Well, Daryl was there too when it happened. They couldn't very well ask us and not them.
No, well, I suppose not. You're right. We'll have to be very careful. I'm sure they've never been to Home Farm before.
Well,
not to dinner.
I don't think they get out much at all.
So, we'll have to do our very best to make them feel at home then, won't we?
'59. Only one more year till me big one.
Oh, 60's not so bad. You're still in your prime.
So everyone's been telling me.
Still, it's very organised of Eddie to be planning me birthday already. Usually as much as he can do to remember it at all.
Yes.
Oh, here's Susan now.
Oh, good. Well, it won't matter if we start a few minutes late this morning. In fact, what
morning.
I'd like to do...
Morning!
Hello!
Oh, sorry. Got a bit held up.
That's okay.
Oh, first Jennifer called just as I was leaving. Then I had to drop Neil in the village.
Oh, dear, is he still not driving?
Oh, he still has to be careful with his arm.
Of course. Well, I was just saying to Clary... Oh,
and I couldn't cut Jennifer short, could I? She was asking us round to dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
There you know. It's a sort of thank you to Neil.
Yes, of course.
And we haven't been round there much lately. Not since Christopher had his accident.
Anyway, both of you, do you think you'd...
We mustn't stand here gossiping. There's work to be done.
Well, what I was going to say was, why don't we all go in the house and have a coffee before we start?
That'd be nice.
Oh, if you think we've got time.
Yes. And there's something we need to talk about.
I was supposed to be meeting Christine to talk about the church organ.
Oh, yeah. Clary's worried they can't afford the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
They might be going to chuck it out.
Well, there's been quite a few quotes, but nothing's been decided. There's going to be a special PCC meeting sometime this week.
I can always have a go at fixing it myself.
Yeah, thanks for the offer, Eddie, but...
I'll have to make do with the patio I'm doing.
That where you're off to?
Soon as I've loaded up my emergency provisions.
Don't you get fed then?
You must be... Hey, I know what it is. You're not wearing that sling.
Well spotted.
I knew there was something different.
Yeah, the shoulder's healing up nicely. Though I still can't do any real heavy work.
Oh, I saw Jazza was helping you with the pigs.
Yeah, he's done a few errands. And Daryl's been helping out too.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice of him.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Christine.
Morning. Right, I'll be off then.
Yeah, see you, Eddie.
See ya.
I'm not late, am I?
No, I was early.
Well, the good news from Alan is that the PCC meeting's definitely on for Wednesday.
Oh, good. That's some progress then.
Yes, but I'd find it very helpful if we could talk through some of the options beforehand.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Good. Well, let's go down and have a look at the source of the problem, shall we?
So we've given Rodways the go-ahead. It'll be sometime in the last week in June.
Oh, so, who's that?
Well, now we've made the decision, I'd have preferred it to be sooner, but...
The whole herd? I mean, you'll have no cows left at all.
I know it seems quite drastic, but...
What about the dairy?
Oh, it's all right.
Well, how will you keep that going?
You needn't worry. The dairy will keep going just as before.
But so you'll have to get your milk from somewhere else?
Yes. We'll buy in all the milk we need from other producers instead of supplying our own. Simple as that.
Oh.
We'll go on making all the same products, just as we do now. Maybe even expand a bit sometime in the future. So you really don't need to worry about your jobs. They'll be just as safe as they are now.
Oh, that's good to know.
And it'll be so much better for the business as a whole. Leave us free to concentrate on the things we're really good at, which make us the most profit.
Yes, I see.
So the dairy, the shop and Tom's...
And Tom Archer Foods, yes. All of those things. That's where the future lies. So, exciting times.
Mm. Yes.
And I'm sorry to spring this on you out of the blue.
No, don't worry about that.
We wanted to be quite sure before we
yes,
told you.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, we understand.
Oh, and no one else knows yet, outside of the immediate family. So if you could both keep it to yourselves for now, just until we sort out the last few details.
Yes, of course. Yes, yeah.
So, that's about it, really.
Oh, thanks for telling us, Pat.
Yeah, it's good to be kept in the loop. So we'll go on through and get started, shall we?
Yes, I'll come through and join you.
OK, then.
Just clean up a bit here first.
I'll be with you in a minute, Susan. Here, let me help you with those, Pat.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'll put the milk in the fridge, shall I?
Oh, please.
Pat, I know it was very different for me and Eddie back at Grange Farm all their years ago, but I will never forget how awful it was when we sold the herd.
Yes.
I'm not saying it'll be the same for you, but, well, I know it can't be easy for you. That's all.
Thanks, Clary. It's been a really hard decision for all of us.
Yeah.
But Tom and the family, well, they think it's for the best.
There's nothing else that sounds quite like it, is there?
No.
Not to my ear, anyway.
No, nor mine, even when it's on its last legs.
Yes. Well, I ought to warn you, Jean Harvey's already talking about replacing it with an electronic keyboard.
Well, it may suit some parishes, but...
Oh, I'm not saying I'm on her side, Neil, but... Well, it does raise some difficult moral issues.
Oh? Uh-huh.
Well, you've only got to think of all the people out there who are in real need for one reason or another.
Yes.
And here we are thinking of spending all that money on a musical instrument.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Christine.
But on the other hand, I'm sure a lot of the parish would be up in arms at the very thought of replacing it.
Me, personally, well, I'm not against using recorded music sometimes for the right sort of occasion.
Yes.
But what about weddings, eh? Not everyone wants to walk down the aisle to a piece of pop music, do they?
Oh, they want a proper organ playing the wedding march.
Well, right.
Filling the whole church with a rich tapestry of sound.
Yes, you've got it. Oh. Sorry. Christine, this looks as if it might be important. Do you mind?
Tell me that's just a coincidence.
No, you could be right, Susan.
And if you think about it, losing the cows on a dairy farm, it's almost like selling the family silver. It could mean the whole business is in trouble.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure Pat would... Oh, here's Eddie.
Oh, and Neil with him.
Afternoon.
Hello. Everything all right?
Yeah, just passing on my way to the boat.
Oh.
Susan.
Oh, so you're off to the pub for dinner time, eh? All right for some.
No. I was just giving Neil a ride. He's got some news for you. Right, Neil?
Oh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, come on then.
I just got a call from police liaison. They've arrested the bloke who shot me.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, yes, oh. That is good news.
Oh, I'm so glad. Where, eh?
Oh, I don't know the details, but they reckon he was one of the organisers.
Oh, Neil, come here. Oh. Such a relief.
Yes. And I hope they throw away the key.
Yeah,
I'm pleased I got him at last. I'd hate to think he was still out there.
Oh, yes. Oh, and does Daryl know?
I'm not sure. The police called me because I'm the victim.
you ought to tell him, Neil. He's going to be very pleased too, isn't he?
Yeah, I dare say he will be.
If I was his brief, I'd try pleading insanity. The guy that just picked up the dogfighter.
Oh.
Taking a pot shot in the dark from a moving car doesn't speak volumes for his mental faculties, does it?
Do you want to see this quote for the landscaping?
No, oh, I'll shove it on the desk. I'll look at it later.
Right.
So, that's the old gang now. Though, you think about it, it's unlikely they just turned up out of nowhere. I mean, that they just happened to pick on Brian's barn. Chances are they must have had some contact with local knowledge. See what I mean? I'm talking to myself here, aren't I?
Sorry.
You're not quite with it today?
Oh, got woken up early. Abby came trotting into my room about 6 o'clock.
Huh?
Hello, Auntie Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to tell me about this dream she had.
I keep forgetting about your temporary living arrangements.
I don't know about temporary.
So, you and Tom still...
There is no me and Tom. Not anymore.
Okay. So how's that working out for you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, thanks. Phoebe's been so good about me having her room.
Matt, you still here?
Yeah, just on my way.
Oh, good. So, remember, we still need to get someone from the power company to come out on site so we can talk to a real person about upgrading the supply.
Ah, no, Puska. I'm not going to Gilbert's Cross, not this afternoon.
You're not?
Change of plan. I did put it in the diary.
So, where are you going?
I'm taking some well-earned leisure time.
Oh, well, that's nice for you.
But yeah, I finally booked that round of golf with Andrew.
Andrew Eagleton?
Why, is that going to be a problem for you?
No problem at all.
I'll do Gilbert's Cross tomorrow. And yes, I am still in dialogue with the power company.
Right.
I tell you what, how about we go out for dinner tonight, down the ball?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Great. I'll give you a call, OK?
Yeah, OK.
See you later, Brenda.
Bye.
So you didn't hitchhike from Felpersham?
No, Caitlin gave me a lift. The friend I've been staying with.
Oh, yeah. I heard you'd been sofa surfing.
Yeah, it's really good of her. Saved me a whole load of hassle with Mum and Dad.
So, you will be in for milking tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be there. I won't be late.
You're staying at home tonight, then?
I'll have to. I can't get in from Felpersham at 5 in the morning.
I guess not.
And, Tom, the reason I came round now...
Yes, I think I know what you're going to ask. And I'm afraid the answer is no.
What?
I can't offer you any extra milkings.
None at all?
Sorry.
But at this time of year, you're usually really...
Yes, I know, and there's something else you should know, Pip.
What?
But you've got to promise not to breathe a word.
Yeah, okay. What is it?
We won't be milking at all for much longer. We're selling off the cows.
Selling?
Yes, at the end of June. It's so we can focus on our other more profitable...
So you're telling me I won't have any work at all?
Not milking, no.
Oh, my... This cannot be true. How am I going to save...
Okay, wait. I've had a think, and I can offer you some other work.
Doing what?
On the burger van. Now, Brenda won't be doing it this summer.
So we're talking minimum wage?
Not quite, no. If you're willing to train up someone like Rosa, I can offer you a bit more. Say, £1 an hour more.
Yeah, like that's going to really make any difference.
Well, the offer's there, Pip, okay? You can take it or leave it.
One of these days, I'm going to treat myself to a new set of irons.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I've had this lot for donkey's years. Yeah, since the Dark Ages. Technology moves on, doesn't it?
Ah, you can't go blaming it on the irons, Andrew. That second brand here did try and warn you.
Yeah, all right.
And I just happen to be on unbeatable form this afternoon.
Unbeatable?
Of course, if you want to throw in the towel now...
Okay, just can it, will you, while I... Now then.
Ah, not so bad.
Go on.
Nice, back down the middle.
good enough.
Yeah, you're starting to get in the hang of this, aren't you?
Okay, now you show me how it's done.
Oh, Andrew, it's not all about the winning, is it? No. It's all about getting out in the fresh air and sunshine, communing with old nature, relaxing.
Yeah, go on. Tee up and get it over with.
Don't rush me. I need a moment to get me iron. No, seriously, I've been dreaming of this for the last 2 weeks, sitting there at my desk in front of that screen.
So, you're busy with that big new scheme of yours, the paper mill?
Gilmer's Cross, yeah. I get out there now and then, makes a change.
I drove by there the other day. Couldn't see much going on.
No, just getting the right people on site together, like herding cats. Sometimes they need a good kick up the pants.
Yeah. And I hear you're having trouble finding the right skills.
Oh? Who told you that?
Lillian. Bumped into her the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, last week. At the races.
Races?
Felpersham. She said you were too busy to come.
You met Lillian at Felpersham races?
Last Tuesday. She was chatting to some bloke.
Oh?
Yeah, some builder. She did introduce me. Can't remember the name. He was touting for work at Amside.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right, she did mention it.
Well, she's dead right, of course. You just try and find a decent chippy these days.
Yeah. Okay, then, let's see if I can make the green.
Ooh. Ouch.
Damn.
And into the rough.
Yeah, sliced it, not concentrating.
So, maybe this game's not over yet. This could be my chance to get even.
All right then, Abby.
Yes.
Good girl.
Can I hold the sweeties?
Yep, here you are then. Right, let's get back home then. Careful, sweetheart.
Whoops.
I dropped it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, Abby.
That's okay. Here, let me.
Oh, thanks.
There you are, Abby. So,
how's things? You doing all right?
Yeah, you know, getting by.
Okay.
And you?
Actually, Tom, I was going to give you a call.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to come round to yours and pick up a few things.
Oh.
So I was just wondering, when would be a good time?
Well, I don't know, Brian.
How about...
It's really up to you.
How about tomorrow morning before I go into work?
If you think you can manage, then... Yeah, it's fine by me.
Thanks. Okay, well, come on then, Abby. Let's get you home, shall we?
Pip, hello.
Hi, Auntie Lillian.
You've not seen Matt around, have you?
No.
Oh, I don't know where he's got to. He's supposed to meet me here 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, I only came in to put this up.
Oh. Experienced relief milker,
yeah.
Competitive rate.
Well, I need to earn some money. Fast.
Oh, yeah.
So I printed this out.
Well, I wish you luck. Oh, come on, Matt. Where are you?
There. Do you think people will see that?
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
And if you do hear of anyone who needs an experienced milker, can you please let me know?
Well, I don't think that's very likely, darling.
What I could really do with is something a bit more regular, you know, not just the odd day or two.
Well, you already milk for Tony, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, it's not really enough. Not if I'm going to save for a decent car.
Yeah, I see.
Postcat, I am so sorry.
Oh, at last.
I know.
Excuse me.
I know, I'm late. You've been waiting here for hours.
A few minutes, yeah.
Not me, it was Andrew, going on about his gallstones and his kids' university fees.
Oh?
Yeah, like I was his personal counsellor or something.
I see. So, you two had a good old chat then?
Yeah, I'll say. Anyway, I'm famished. Let's go straight through, shall we?
If no one else has taken our table.
Aww. Well, mine has been rubbish. Guess what? I'm going to lose my milking job at Bridge Farm. No, really.
And do you know why? Because... No, no, listen to me, Spencer. They soon won't have cows anymore. They're selling. So I won't have any work at all.
So, let's see what Frieda's got to delight us with tonight.
Come on. Still waiting to hear. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, it was good.
So, no great excitement then?
Oh, you don't play golf with the thrills, do you? At least I don't, not with old Eagleton.
I suppose not.
Oh, yeah. Though I meant to ask.
Mm?
Did you win anything last Tuesday? At Felpisham Races?
Yeah.
Only Andrew mentioned he'd bumped into you there.
Oh, well, I know. I'm sorry. I should have told you. I just felt so guilty about it.
Why's that?
Well, you know my old friend, Fiona, from the beauty parlour.
Fiona?
Yes, you do. I've told you all about her. She's still going through this terrible divorce. Her ex is fighting her tooth and nail. He wants to take the kids away from her.
So, what's all this got to do with...
Well, Fiona had two tickets for the races, and she'd been looking forward to it for days. And then her sister let her down, so I just couldn't say no.
I see. So you were there with this Fiona?
Yeah. And she only called me in the morning, and I knew you were busy all afternoon, so...
Yeah, I see.
Oh, it was silly of me, I know. I should have left you a message, but, well, I didn't want you to think I was skiving off, but... You're not too cross with me, are you? Tiger?
No, why should I be? Just glad you had a good time.
Thank you, darling. I've been a very naughty pussycat.
Don't worry about it.
I knew you'd understand.
Of course I do. We haven't been to the races for ages. We'll have to go together sometime.
That'd be lovely.
Hello?
Oh.
Is that you, Brad?
Yeah,
Oh,
aren't
hi.
You? I mean, I thought you were milking this morning.
Actually, no.
Oh, you said...
Yeah, I know, I forgot when we talked yesterday. Pip's coming in today.
Oh.
So, I'm back from the pigs. I've got this meeting with the supermarket buyer.
Yeah.
I just came back here to change.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tom, if I'd known...
No,
come another time.
It's okay. It's my fault. So, you've found everything you want?
Just about... everything from downstairs. The kitchen and the living room.
Yeah.
My books and DVDs. I was just getting the last few things from up here and my shoes and stuff.
Need a hand?
No. No, thanks. I took the oven dishes, the ones Vicky gave me.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she might notice if I didn't, and I didn't think you'd use them much anyway.
No, not any time soon.
I left the big frying pan. It's yours anyway.
Right.
Your mum and dad gave it to us, to you. Remember?
Yeah.
Otherwise it's all stuff you're not going to miss, really.
Brenda, if it's yours,
oh, and I
then...
thought I'd leave you the rug on the landing.
Hmm?
Well, I know we kind of bought it together, but you chose it, really, didn't you? That's if you'd like to keep it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, thanks, Bren.
Okay. Well...
Look, if you want some more time, I'll get out of your way.
No, I'm all done here, and you need to change...
Yeah, well, this meeting is pretty crucial. It's quite a big day for me, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So, do you want me to help you down with that?
No, no thanks, I'm fine. I'll manage.
Sure?
Yeah. And Tom, good luck with the meeting. I hope it all goes well for you. I really do.
Thanks.
Okay, well... Bye then.
Bye.
I was afraid this would happen. I did try and warn you.
All right, so Matt knows you went to the races.
Yes, I had to try and explain it somehow, and I came up with this long story about being there with a girlfriend.
And did he fall for it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's my girl. I bet you had him eating out your hand.
I think I did put on quite a good show, though, I said myself.
I bet you did. Sorry, I missed it.
But Paul...
Wish I'd been a fly on the wall.
Paul, it wasn't easy. I really didn't like being put in that kind of a situation. We must try and be more careful.
Oh, Lillian, come on, please.
This was one close shave too many for me.
Why? You dealt with it. Matt's none the wiser.
But there's just been too much of this kind of thing, and I'm the one who has to deal with it.
Yeah.
So please, let's try not to let it happen again.
Yeah, look, I can't talk about this now. There's someone at the door. So you relax. Stop worrying, OK?
You will think about what I'm saying, won't you, Paul?
Yes, but not now. I have to go.
All right.
I'll call you later, OK? Love you lots.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I'm coming.
Dad.
Charlie. Hello. That's a nice surprise.
Can I come in? We need to talk.
Okay, so, April.
Matt?
Hmm?
You did say tea, didn't you?
Yeah, please, Brenda.
Found some biscuits, too.
Yeah, thanks.
You okay there? Do you need a hand?
No, I was just checking Lillian's work diary.
Okay.
Though, actually, Brenda, you might be able to help.
Oh?
Yeah, go on, have a seat. This is just between you and me, okay? But I've been worrying about her. She's not been herself, you noticed?
Well, maybe.
I've even started to wonder if she might be... well, sick, you know.
Oh.
That's why I was checking her diary. Just wondered whether she'd had any doctor's appointments recently that she hadn't mentioned.
Okay.
But there's nothing here I can see. Not in the last few weeks.
Well, that's good anyway.
Yeah. So how's she been with you here in the office?
Well...
come on, be honest. If there's something wrong, I need to know about it.
Well, yeah, she has been a bit... touchy.
Go on, how exactly?
Well, just this last week, a couple of times, she, like, bit my head off for no particular reason.
Last week?
Yeah, like the day you both went out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, when she came back in the afternoon.
What time was that?
Oh, late-ish, 5.
Yeah, I see.
And then before that, must have been a couple of weeks ago, there was one time she really lost it. She went ballistic. And all I did was pick up her phone.
Answered it?
Yeah, it kept on ringing. She was out of the room. I was only trying to help.
And you don't know who was calling?
No, she came and took it before I could see
Yeah, I get it. So, if she's not ill, then my guess is she's been working too hard overdoing it.
Maybe, yeah.
So, we'd better watch out for her, hadn't we? Stop her getting too stressed out. She obviously needs looking after, eh?
You know your trouble, you just never learn!
Charlie!
Grace, we've had to take this from you all of our lives. Well, now we've had enough!
Charlie, all I'm asking you to do...
Well, that's just it, you're not asking us, you're telling us. Laying down the law, as per usual.
I want you to stay away from your mum's wedding, and that's that! Aren't I entitled to...
entitled?
To a bit of respect from my own kids?
After the way you've treated us, you're not entitled to anything.
Charlie, listen to me. You know where I stand. I am warning you.
Right, here we go again.
I am warning you. If you go near that wedding, you or your sister, that's it. You can wave goodbye to a share of my business.
You've said that already.
Well, I'm saying it again. You'll get nothing from me. Not a single penny. You understand? As far as I'm concerned, you can stand on your own 2 feet. And if things don't work out, well, don't come running to me. Go to your mum and Frank, that sad excuse for a man she's latched onto. See what help you get from them. Otherwise, you're on your own.
You quite finished, have you?
I'm waiting for an answer.
Okay. Well, here it is. You know just what you can do with your money. I don't want it. You're not stopping me going to mum's wedding.
Charlie.
You say I'm on my own. Well, so are you. You're not running my life anymore. You do whatever you want.
Charlie, come back here.
You're so busy slagging off Mum and Frank. Have you ever stopped to listen to yourself? Frank makes Mum happy in a way you never did. And you know what? He's been a better granddad to my kids than you've ever been.
Charlie! Charlie! Oh! Oh!
Okay.
Hi, Tom. This is just to say, that little store in the bedroom, the one Phoebe made for me, I couldn't fit it in the car, so I'll pop back for it tomorrow. I hope that's okay with you. I can't come tonight. I'm babysitting for Roy and Hayley. Otherwise... And I'll leave my front door key then. Okay, well, that's all really. Yeah, bye.
Great.
Oh, Tom, hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I thought I heard someone. I was in the stockroom.
That's okay. Is Helen about?
No, she's gone early to get Henry. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, just been down to London and back for a meeting.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But if Helen's not around, then,
Tom, I heard about you and Brenda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well...
No, I really am. It must have been hard for you both. Never saw that coming.
Me neither. Still, it happens, you know. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you missed Helen.
Oh, it's nothing urgent. I was just going to fill her in about the meeting.
Oh, you can always tell me about it.
Yeah?
If you like.
Oh, well...
I know it was a big one for you. Important. How did you get on with the buyer?
Well, yeah, it went okay, I suppose. A bit less formal than I was expecting. More of a chat, really.
So this was about your frozen meals?
Yeah. Tom Archer ready meals. Though, I won't bore you with the details. No, it's not your favourite subject.
Oh, Tom, if I didn't want to know, I wouldn't have asked.
Okay, then.
So how did the buyer react? Was he interested?
Interested, yeah. He seemed to take my pitch seriously. Asked all the right questions.
Great.
And I've been invited to bring some samples to a proper tasting.
Oh.
Where they'll be judged alongside other similar products.
Well, that has to be good, doesn't it?
I suppose so.
Well, this could be a great time for you to break into a bigger market.
Maybe.
I mean, with all the emphasis on traceability, this could be the moment for you. After all, there aren't many links in your food chain.
True. Anyway, here's hoping.
You don't sound very sure about it.
I'm just not getting too excited yet. There's still a long way to go. It's going to be a real challenge.
Well, that's never put you off before, has it?
Like I said, it's wait and see. I'll be off home anyway. I'm knackered.
Well, good luck with the contract, Tom. I really hope you get it.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Hello, you've reached Lydia Bellamy. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
Lillian, where are you? I really wanted to talk. I just had the day from hell. I'll tell you about it sometime. I want to meet up. Look, I'm busy now for the next few days. I'm flat out with a job down here. I'm not free till next week, so listen. We'll meet in Felpersham on... it'll have to be Thursday. Thursday, not at the flat. I'll see you at the Italian up that little alley by the cathedral. I'll be there by 12:30 at the latest. And please, no excuses this time. Just be there, okay?
It's been 2 days now. Waiting for the knock on the door. Still nothing.
Yeah, well, that has to be a good sign then, hasn't it?
You reckon?
He was going to grass on you. He would have done it by now, surely. Look, Darryl. You can't spend your whole time worrying about it. I'm just glad they picked him up.
Well, it's different for you, though, isn't it?
You want to dish out another couple of bags? Then we'll be almost done.
Yeah. Okay, coming up.
Thanks. Oh, that's great. It would have taken me all afternoon to do this on my own.
Like I said, I'm still going to owe you.
And I want to finish early if I can. Have a bath before we go out to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Dinner.
What?
I can't say I'm looking forward to it.
Why? Jennifer's a great cook. And Brian's always got a nice bottle or two.
Neil?
Oh. Hello, Josh. You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Oh, didn't realise it was that time already.
Yeah, I've just come up to do the hens.
Oh, is Hayley around?
Yeah, well, I wanted to have a talk with you, if that's all right.
Oh,
Just a quick one, it won't take long.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll get rid of these empty bags, shall I?
Yeah, thanks, Daryl. So, Josh.
Okay, well, about the hens. So I know I can't buy the whole business off you.
Well, like we said, it's just too much for you to take on.
Yeah, I can see that now. But I've thought about it some more. And how about if you sold me a share?
Go on.
Yeah, say like a third or half or something. So I'd still get paid for the work I do. But I'd get a share of the profits too.
Well, I can see what you're getting at, Josh.
I mean, I know the profits aren't exactly, like, massive or anything.
No, they're not.
But I've been doing some research.
Have you?
Yeah. I think if we really focus on exploiting the niche market for free-range eggs and how we produce them, we could do a lot to push up our margins.
Yes, that's a possibility, I suppose.
So if I was a partner, I could help with the marketing side. I'd have a real stake in the business, and I'd learn all about how it works. So if you did decide to sell it later, sometime like in a year or two, well, maybe I could buy you out then.
Yes, I see.
So what do you think?
Can I just ask you a question first?
Yeah, sure.
What do your mum and dad think about this?
Is around 7 all right with you, Alona, for supper tonight?
Yes. 7 would be fine.
Well, let's say 7 for 7:30, shall we?
You are still able to come here?
Yes,
we are, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, we're so looking forward to seeing you both.
Yes, we are looking forward too.
And such good news about the man they've arrested. Oh, it'd been so awful if he'd got away. And if it hadn't been for Daryl and Neil, I'd...
Daryl, hello, good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, hello.
I was just saying to Alona, I'm so glad you can come tonight.
Yeah.
It will be a real treat for us. It's such a long time since we've been out for dinner.
Oh, good. Well, remember, it's only a kitchen supper, so there's no need to dress up. Mm. I should come just as you are.
All right.
I'll see you later then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Oh, Daryl.
I think she means after I've had my shower.
Why do you make me do this?
It's not my fault. I didn't ask to be invited.
For you telling lies is so easy. But now I have to sit through a whole evening lying to Jennifer and to Brian.
He said what?
He wants me and Hayley to sell him a share in the...
Hang on. Say that again.
Josh is keen for us to sell him a share in the hen business.
Really?
Yeah. He started off wanting to buy us out completely, but...
What, buy you out? With what?
Well, he told us that he had some savings.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I mean, he does, but even so...
Anyway, that was never going to be a practical proposition.
No, I can see that.
He wouldn't manage the deliveries for a start.
Not to mention his schoolwork.
No, but a share, well, that might be different.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Neil, I'm still trying to get my head round this. I mean, he said nothing to us.
Well, that's why I thought I should have a word with you.
Yeah.
Neil, we're going to be late.
Yes, all right, coming.
So,
Sorry, we're on our way to supper at Home Farm.
All right. But, what do you think about it?
Well, I had a quick word with Hayley, and we'd certainly be willing to talk it through with him, you know.
Okay.
See what we can come up with. So long as you and Ruth are happy about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Neil. I think I better have a word with him myself.
Oh, it's all looking lovely, isn't it?
Wow, yes. Yes, it is. Mm. You've got a very, very talented husband, Ilona.
I love the paper you got on the fireplace wall in there, Jennifer. Mm. Oh,
thank you.
Well, that must have been a tricky one to match up, Darryl.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a bit.
Oh, do sit down, Susan. And you, Ilona.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, we're very pleased with all of Darryl's work. And, of course, we've been meaning to have you both over for ages. After all you've done for Mum and Jack.
Oh, I love working for Peggy. It's been great for me, too.
Well, I know I've said this before, but you've made such a difference to her life.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's true.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Still, here you are now, and what better excuse after Neil and Darryl's daring do the other night?
It was very kind of you to ask us.
You know, I was quite cross with Neil at first for taking such a silly risk.
You mustn't be too hard on him. He's a local hero, after all.
I know. I can't complain, can I?
But I hope you weren't too cross with poor Darryl, Ilona.
Well, just a little bit, yes.
And I see you're keeping very quiet over there, Darryl.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Come on, don't hide there in the corner. Now isn't the time to be modest. You should, well, step forward and be proud of what you've done. Shouldn't he, Ilona?
You better ask Darryl.
No, it's like I keep telling everyone. Oh, it was just...
Neil's just the same. Acts like he can't understand what all the fuss is about. Oh.
Yeah, that's how I feel, really.
Well, this is a chance for Brian and me to show just how much we appreciate what you did.
Yeah. And we should be celebrating too, now they've arrested the gunman.
Oh, yes, that is such a relief.
Oh, honestly, when I heard the news, it was like a big weight being lifted off my shoulders. You must have felt the same, Ilona.
Oh, I hate this dog fighting. It's all so terrible. I just wish it had never happened in the first place.
Well, I'm sure we'd all agree with that.
Right then, Brian's on his way. He's just getting out the champagne.
Well, good hope.
Champagne, oh.
Yeah, and I brought glasses through.
Oh, well done, Neil. And as soon as Brian comes back, we'll raise a glass to our two brave heroes.
Hello, where is everyone?
Oh, no.
Hello?
Dunno, Mum's in the bath. Ben's upstairs somewhere.
Oh, right. So you finished your homework then? One blink for yes, two for no.
Yeah, I'm just going to now.
All right. Well, I don't want to hassle you, but it's getting quite late.
Oh, and there's a message from Pip.
Saying what?
The usual stuff, like she's not coming home. She's staying over at Caitlin's.
Oh, is she? Well, it's nice of her to let us know.
Okay. Well, I'm up to do my physics.
Oh, Josh, hang on. We'll just a sec.
What?
Look, I just wondered if you were doing okay, you know.
School?
No, you know, just generally, you know. Is there anything you feel you want to talk about?
Actually, Dad, there is something.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the hens. I've asked Neil if I can buy a share in the business.
Oh. What, you mean become a partner?
Yeah, I've got my savings. And, well, I really enjoy working up there. And I got some great ideas on how to boost the profits. I'd really like to be part of it, you know?
Well, you've kept this very quiet, eh?
So what do you think then, Dad?
Well, I think I'd need to know a few details first.
Like what?
Well, like how much is it going to cost you?
I don't know yet. That's still got to be sorted out with Neil and Hayley.
Right. And there are some other issues you'll need to think about, of course.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to talk it through. But I've got to wait for them to get back to me first. They might not even want to sell.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
So you don't think I'm being totally mad?
No, I don't think you're being totally mad. I think it's very enterprising of you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if it works out, you could have the makings of a nice little business. Well done, Joshy. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
And you're sure we can't tempt you to a coffee or a brandy?
That's very kind of you, Jennifer.
Yeah, we'd like to stay, but with the loaner's early shift tomorrow and that.
Yes, yes, of course. Thank you for a lovely supper. We had such a nice time.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks.
Well, it was lovely to see you, and you must come again soon.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Darryl.
It's all right, then.
Never again, Darryl. That's the last time you make me do a thing like that.
Well, I don't suppose they'll ask us again in a hurry anyway. Whatever she says.
I don't just mean tonight. I mean everything. My whole life. All I get from you are more worries and lies and debts and broken promises.
Lona, be fair.
Be fair. Be fair. Were you ever fair to us? To me and the girls? You swore to me you'd go straight, you'd never risk going to prison again. And then...
Look, come on, I've tried to explain, haven't I?
No. Why should I listen to you again? Why should I believe a word you say? All I ever asked was for you to be a proper husband, a good father, and look after your family. And always, always you let us down.
Alona, please.
No. I've had enough, Darryl. I can't take this anymore. You and me, we are finished.
What? Alona, what are you saying?
It's all over between us. I can't live like this anymore. I want a divorce.
Oh, Constanza. Cheer up.
Morning.
Oh, Eddie, hello.
Not interrupting anything, am I?
Well, as you can see, I'm grooming Constanza. She's been rolling again.
Yeah, she don't look too bad to me.
Well, it's as much to do with psychology as anything. She's a bit down in the dumps, aren't you, Constanza?
Yeah, I get mornings like that too.
She's still missing Wolfgang, of course.
Oh, yeah, oh, shame about old Wolfgang, eh? Still, these two look healthy enough, apart from the mood swing.
Is there something I can do for you, Eddie?
No. One of me clients wants a cupboard fixed. Well, it's not my line, really, so I thought I'd pass it on to Robert.
Oh, Robert's in his workshop?
Yep, OK.
I'm sure he'll be happy to take on the work.
Yeah. So you still got the electric fence up along by the hedge?
As you can see.
Yeah. Well, I thought you might have moved it by now.
Well, why should I move it?
Well, you're wasting a nice bit of pasture. Your llamas would love that fresh bit of grass.
Yes, thank you, Eddie, but I don't need your advice on my grazing arrangements.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Does she like peppermints?
What?
Constanza, I thought it might perk her up a bit.
Oh, well.
Here, look. There you go. Yeah. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, she does like her treats.
Linda?
Oh,
good morning.
Alistair, hello.
Morning.
There was no one at the house, so I came straight on round.
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't expecting you.
No, I'm on my way down to Bridge Farm, so I thought I'd call in and have a quick word.
Right, I see. Eddie, if you want to catch Robert, you'll need to be quick. I think he may be going out.
Oh, OK, then I'll go and dig him out.
Yes, I should. Now, Alistair, is this about...
Yes. I thought I'd come and tell you in person. I've finally heard back from Animal Health. They've given me the full results from Wolfgang's post-mortem.
Oh, dear. I've been dreading this moment. I don't think I can
Linda,
bear it.
Linda, it's all right. It's good news.
What?
Good news. Wolfgang died from chronic pneumonia. There's no sign at all of bovine TB.
Pneumonia?
Well, that and old age. So, as far as the other two are concerned, you've absolutely nothing to worry about.
Oh, Alistair, I can't believe it's true.
Yes, I'm glad to say.
Oh. Dear, I'm sorry. I'm so silly on me, but it's such a relief. Oh, Constanza. It's all right. You can stop worrying. You're safe.
Yeah, it was quite a big relief, really, after all the rumours.
Well, last I heard, they were going to rip it out and sell it off for spare parts.
Oh, don't hardly bear thinking about.
So it's not true, then?
Oh, from what Alan says, the diocese don't like the idea of them taking out a historic organ and replacing it. Luckily for us.
Yeah.
And they have to get a faculty in any case. Special permission. So they decided at the PCC meeting that they'll try and raise the money for the repairs.
What, rob a bank or something?
Well, it's going to take a lot of fundraising and hard work from someone.
Look, Clary, you got a minute?
No, not long. I'm just going to grab a bite and get back to work.
Because I was going to ask you something.
Oh, and after I saw Alan, guess who came by? Our Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Edward. He said he was aching all over after 2 days of shearing lessons.
Oh, yeah, the course.
They're going to do David Hughes on Monday. I hope they can manage 100.
Clary, love, look, while we got a minute, about your birthday.
Oh, yeah?
I've been thinking about what you said about wanting to go to the coast.
Oh, that. Oh, well.
No, listen. Why don't we take a few days and go and stay with Rosie in Great Yarmouth?
Rosie?
Spot a sea air. Do us the power of good. And Rosie would love to see you.
Oh, that would be so lovely. Just wish we could.
So let's do it then.
No, Eddie.
Why not?
Well, for a start, I can't take the time off. Not now. Not with things the way they are at Bridge Farm.
Can't you?
No, it was a lovely thought. But not this birthday. We'll have to do something else instead.
Like what?
Well, I'm quite happy to keep it simple. Maybe just a nice dinner with all the family.
Hello. Oh,
Linda! Hello, come on in!
Oh, your lilac's so wonderful. Oh. I can smell it from across the road.
Yeah, it's done well this year.
In fact, everything's looking glorious out there. Almost makes me want to burst into song.
Oh, well.
You're full of the joys all of a sudden.
Well, who could fail to be on a day like this, Eddie?
It's just you seemed a bit down earlier.
So what can I do for you, Linda?
Well, you know me. I'm the last one to spread idle gossip and tittle-tattle. But I've just heard a rather upsetting rumour.
Alistair, how's it going?
Fine. We're up to speed, over halfway through the herd.
Oh, good.
I'm just grabbing a quick break.
Well, I could have made you some tea if you'd said...
No, that's kind, but I know you're all busy too. I'll make do with my flask.
I hope Tom and Tony are keeping up.
Yeah, they're moving them through nicely. All very efficient.
Well, they've had enough practice at TB tests. But this should be the last. Hopefully.
Well, one thing you're not going to miss, I'm sure.
No. We just have to pray there are no reactors.
Yes.
If there are... Well, movement restrictions. That'd really throw a spanner in the works. We'd have to rethink our whole plan.
I should try not to even go there, Pat. Not at this stage.
Yeah, you're right.
And on a lighter note, I've been trying to persuade Tom to enter the single wicket.
Oh, that must be quite soon.
3 weeks. Bank holiday Monday. Not many takers so far.
Well, Tom's life's complicated right now.
Yeah, I understand that. But I can't even persuade Daniel to commit.
Doesn't he have exams?
Well, to be fair, yes. It'll come bang in the middle of them.
Well, that does sound like a good excuse.
Yes.
Hi! Oh, hi, Clary.
Right, I'd better press on. Finish the cows and then start on the followers.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, I'm a bit late back.
Oh, that's fine. Just been looking at this lot.
Oh?
Delivery for Tom. Packaging for his new ready meals. And you see the new labels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're different.
No mention of organic anymore. It's welfare-friendly instead.
Oh.
Well, we knew it was coming, of course. But to see it printed out like that...
I do know what you mean, Pat.
Anyway, Tom's busy with the cows. I'll get these into the office.
All right.
If you want to go on and get started...
OK, send them on through.
And when you're ready, we need to have a talk. There's something you ought to know.
Mostly frost damage from the winter. Jim asked me to fix it up for him.
Oh, you're doing a very neat job.
Oh, yeah. By the time I'm done, he'll have the smartest garden wall on the green.
I won't hold you up then. I've got some shopping to do.
Hey, Nick,
Look, you know it's Clary's birthday coming up?
Yeah, week after next.
Yeah, well, I got myself a bit of a problem. Maybe you can help me out.
Oh, try me.
Well, when I asked her what she'd like to do, she said she'd like to go to the seaside.
Oh, really? That sounds like a lovely idea.
Well, that's what I thought. So I said, let's go to her sister Rose's in Great Yarmouth.
Hmm.
But then she says, no, she can't take the time off work.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I'm right back where I started, which means I'm in the market for some bright ideas, if you got any.
Oh, that's a difficult one, Eddie.
Yeah. OK, it was just a thought.
I'm sorry, but well, I'll certainly have a think, eh?
What? She's heard we're selling up.
Not just the cows. There's a rumour that you're selling up the old farm.
No!
It's true, I'm afraid. Selling up and retiring. Linda seemed quite sure about it.
That's ridiculous. That's awful. Where on earth did she get that from?
I don't know, Pat. She wouldn't say.
Selling the farm? Oh, that is just what we don't need. I suppose someone must have let slip about the herd.
Yeah, but...
then it just got out of hand, like Chinese whispers.
Who, though? Wouldn't have been me or Susan, or anyone else I can think of.
No.
And then there's only you and the family who knows. Well, and Trevor, I suppose.
Well, no, it wouldn't have been Trevor. I suppose it doesn't matter how it got out, if it's got as far as Linda.
Well, if it weren't before, it'll soon be round the old village.
Yeah. We'll have to try and put a stop to it somehow. I'd better give her a call.
Woman and his dog spot, sausage roll and a bottle of pop rum.
Coming on well then, Eddie.
Oh, hello. That was a long shop.
Yeah, I got caught talking to Susan about the new rotor.
Ah, say no more.
Yeah, then Jennifer Aldridge telling me to make sure I buy this month's Borset such a life.
Oh, yeah. Her old man's going to be in it, ain't he?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't come out for another 2 weeks yet.
Well, I shan't be wasting my money.
Oh, Eddie, what I came over to say was, about Clary's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Well... what I'm going to say might sound a bit crazy, but, well, I think I've got a plan.
Pat, if I've got the wrong end of the stick, then of course you have my deepest apologies.
But where did you get it from? Who told you?
Well, it's all rather complicated.
Well, I've no doubt it is, but...
it was Robert who told me, and he got it from Bert Fry.
And who told Bert?
As far as I can gather, he picked up the rumour down at the ball.
Yes, I see.
But if it's not really true...
Linda, I can assure you that Tony and I have absolutely no plans to retire or sell the farm.
Well, in that case, I'm very glad to hear it. Very glad indeed.
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
And if I hear anyone else repeating the rumour, I shall put them straight in no uncertain terms.
I'd be very grateful if you would.
Oh, you can rely on me.
All right. Thank you. Well, I'll let you go.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Hello. Problems?
Oh, just that the whole world seems to have gone mad all of a sudden.
Okay. Well, I'm all through with the herd for today.
Good. Oh, that's another step on the way.
Yeah, I'll be back in 3 days to check for any reactors.
So, Monday?
Yep, first thing Monday morning. So, we'll have to keep our fingers crossed until then.
Yes. Yes, we will.